The South Dakota State Medical Association is opposing both cannabis ballot questions. They're crafting the opposition statement, which will get featured on the general election ballot. SDPB's Lee Strubinger reports.
One ballot question legalizes medical marijuana. The other also legalizes recreational marijuana and industrial hemp and places them in the state constitution. The State Medical Association says voting no on those ballot questions maintains that marijuana is a hazardous drug and a public health concern. They say the use of marijuana for medical purposes carries safety risks by circumventing the Food and Drug Administration approval process. Dr. Benjamin Aker is the president of the State Medical Association.
There is the recreational side of things with all the risk to the use of that and dangers of the reaction time going down. And then there's the medical side of things. You know, if you're looking to have medical marijuana, then you really ought to be thinking about the research that's been done. And does that research tell us that this drug is beneficial but also has low side effects? And we don't think that it meets those two criteria.
Marijuana is considered a Schedule I drug by the federal government. 11 states and the District of Columbia have legalized small amounts of marijuana for recreational use. The number of states that have legalized marijuana for medical use is much higher. Melissa Mentley is the president of New Approach South Dakota, which is sponsoring Initiated Measure 26. Mentley says it's sad the State Medical Association opposes the medical marijuana ballot question. She says medical marijuana programs across the country are well received in the 33 states that have legalized it.
A policy that has not been repealed or attempted to be repealed in any of those states, it's working quite efficiently. It would give our doctors in our state a tool for the toolbox to help treat our most sick patients.
Mentley says a no vote on Initiated Measure 26 will ensure suffering and sick patients remain criminals in the state. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Rapid City.